Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it?
He had the rose in the voice, the tone in his voice. Don't want a good girl, nah, it's a choice. Get the on H, put on W, mouth on open, on smother yo, on the cover top, L magazine, vroom vroom vroom, get gasoline. Should I be a wife? Nah, we got bang though, I got these whips, call me the Django.
Hyman Factor, hey, welcome to the show. It's the Friday night. Know how we do 904, Chris Brown, Nicki Minaj. Hey, speaking of Chris Brown, hey, he got a real one with that chick Karrueche, I think that's her name, Karrueche Tran. Hey, he says she's the real one. She's a real one. Posted a real slick picture. Chris B's been out for a few weeks now, and he keeping it on the low. When he posted something on Twitter earlier with Karrueche Tran saying she's the one. Hey, hang in there, Breezy. We got you back on this show, brother. It's the Friday Night Cypher. It's the jam session. I'm coming to you live tonight out of Tampa, Florida, where it's all good. Getting ready for this No Sleep Weekend, July 18th through the 20th. Miami, here we come. But before we go any further, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, Chocolate, welcome to the show. What up?
TGIF people, happy Friday, everyone. We made it.
Word. We did. We did. Hey, some old news, probably to some folks. New news to me. I was actually speaking to somebody up north earlier up in NY, and they told me, well, they asked me, that I know that Lil' Kim had a baby earlier in the month. Had no clue.
Had a daughter.
Lil' Kim had a little baby, a 6 pounds, 5 ounces, 19 and a half inches. They call her Royal Rain.
Such a pretty Royal Rain.
No, that's awesome. The Queen Bee, 39 years old.
Wow.
Congrats. She
did.
No doubt.
She did. Congrats to mommy and daddy, yes. And the speculation. Speculation of why it was so late and who the baby daddy is. It's been a buzz for a while. I'm really surprised that got past you.
Nick, listen. Lil' Kim, you know, is not really someone I'm all over. When she changed her facial features and I could barely recognize her, you know.
I mean, I'm sorry.
However,
it's funny.
I'm happy. You know, 39. You know, that should encourage somebody out.
No doubt.
Now, interesting, you said something. You said, why so late? The one thing that I believe, and I might, you know, get in trouble for this, I believe that our community sees having babies a little different than other communities. Because, you know, really 35, 36, 37 is when other communities, other cultures are just having babies. And we think that that's old for some reason.
Yeah, true. Very true. I mean, when you think about the medical aspect of it, it is kind of late, but that's the average for non-African American.
I'm just saying, in other communities, I think it's kind of late because we see it so early. Because it's biological. You know, I understand them. You know, I mean, I understand women get concerned when they get in their 30s. Not having babies. But I'm just saying, in other communities, that's when they really start having babies, in their early 30s.
You're right. Can't dispute the numbers.
Yeah. So nevertheless, hey, have you all ever seen a good picture of Baby Ivy's hair? Have you ever seen her hair done?
Not very often. I can't say that I have.
I mean, like, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm gonna pause. I'm gonna pause.
Because the beehive will swarm down on us. Like, so chill.
Well, one thing about that, I ain't scared of no damn bees. First of all, just let it be known. First of all, I ain't that one. I ain't scared of bees. First of all, but I'm just saying. Have you ever seen it done? But at this point, it's starting to look like locks a little bit. So I kinda like that little lock look. But get out of here! Come on.
Well, yes, her hair texture is changing because she's getting older, and you know they're gonna have to figure out something to do with it. It's not unless they're going to let it lock. They're going to have to figure out.
And so
maybe that's the
idea. I'm just saying, clearly it's not because they can't afford it. We all know
clearly.
That. It's, you know,
Grandma's
a
hairdresser. Grandma's a hairdresser.
Hey,
come on now.
Moving right along. Hey, Think Like a Man. Go check that out. It's in theater.
And make sure you check your ticket stubs. Make sure you check your ticket stubs because they will try and sell you other tickets to keep the numbers down. Make sure your ticket stub says Think Like a Man too, or don't accept it.
Yeah, we don't want any trouble. Hey, it is going down in New York City right now. Hey, something just took place a settlement that actually, you know, it's been going on for years. An incident went down like 25 years ago, and a financial settlement just hit New York City. When we come back, we're going to talk about it. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live.
So fat, I need a lap dance. Somebody tell the waitress, bring some racks in. The strippers running to the pole when we back in. All go, Trinidad, James on my ass in.
It's me, yo. It's me, yo.
Yo, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio.
Bring me down, ain't nothing. Bring me down, the love is too high. July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
Yes, and TM Hyman Radio, don't forget, will be broadcasting live from No Sleep South Beach this year. We're going to be, I don't want to say turned up. We're too young and sophisticated to say turned up. We get fresh, so we're going to be getting fresh all weekend at No Sleep South Beach. And this is, you know, a perfect segue right here on TM Hyman Radio, the Friday Night Cypher with Hot Chocolate and your boy TM Hyman, 9:18 p.m. Perfect place to segue into, ladies. Do not be fooled by the cute guys and their beautiful blue eyes and chiseled features like y'all are going crazy for Jeremy Meeks, this young man who is a convicted felon and seriously dangerous, it seems like, has a super long rap sheet, but you're going so crazy and so hard on how cute he is. Like, because he's attractive does not mean he is not dangerous, ladies. A perfect adage to do not judge a book by its cover.
Who are you talking about?
Okay, I apologize. I've just gone on a tangent, but here today, for some reason, there is a lot of talk, chatter, buzz about a mugshot of a young man from. Let me get my facts right. I'm pulling up the story now. I want to say he's from California, but he has been dubbed, quote-unquote, the handsome felon and has a handsome mugshot. Northern California man arrested on felony weapons charge. His photo has gone viral on social media, attracting more than 30,000 likes and drawing comments praising his high cheekbones,
wow,
chiseled face, and striking blue eyes. Jeremy Meeks, 30, a felon, was arrested Wednesday on 5 weapons charges and 1 gang charge, according to Officer Joseph Silva, a spokesman for the Stockton Police Department. No previous arrest photo has garnered so much positive attention since the department set up the Facebook page in March 2012, Silva told the Associated Press. This is according to a a Fox News report. He states he hasn't seen so many likes for a photo before. By late Thursday, Meek's arrest photo had garnered more than 30,000 likes and more than 9,400 comments and had been shared more than 2,900 times. Wow, this is one
wow.
good-looking mugshot, one person wrote. Mama, I'm in love with a criminal, another joked. Some online commentators even said Meek looked like he belonged in an Abercrombie and Fitch ad or on the show America's Next Top Model. Still others were disapproving, such as one observer who said he may be a tad bit cute, but with six felonies, he ain't that cute. And I would have to agree with her. Meeks was one of four men taken into custody during Operation Ceasefire, a multi-agency mission to curb a recent increase in shootings and robberies in the Weston Ranch area of Stockton, a Northern California city of about 300,000 nestled amid the network of waterways that form the Sacramento and San Joaquin River Delta. Four firearms were confiscated during a sweep Wednesday involving Stockton Police Gang Unit, the FBI and U.S. Marshals Task Force, and other agencies. Silva called Meeks one of the most violent criminals in the Stockton area, though he declined to provide any details on the crimes that Meeks is believed to have been involved in. Meeks, who is being held in lieu of $900,000 bail, is scheduled to be arraigned actually today. So, ladies, I mean, you know, he is an attractive man. However, that does not absolve him from the criminal acts that he's accused of. So, you know, watch yourself. Don't be so desperate. No, don't.
Go right ahead. He's going to first choke you up, and then he might cut you.
Oh God! Ladies, don't let the sense of desperation. Yeah, don't let the sense of desperation cloud your better judgment. It just, you know, and I'm sure, you know, some of the comments are made in the social media arena of wanting just to be noticed or, you know, to have your comment acknowledged or liked or what have you. But some of these comments,
he didn't post his mugshot. He didn't.
No, he didn't.
Stockton did it. The Stockton Police Department did it.
A mugshot, it might look like an ad. He's not a bad looking guy.
I'm not hating. You know, we do it a lot with women and photos, you know, Sports Illustrated. They may not even be able to read, but we might fall off the cliff, you know, trying to get to them.
Yeah.
Hey, I understand. Hey, well, hopefully he can get some good work out of this situation and curb those habits.
Not with them charges, he won't. He don't sound like he's going to be working anywhere except in the prison yard.
I mean, 30,000 likes? Yo, I mean, come on. 30,000 likes at least.
And don't misunderstand.
At least he's been able to really garner some serious PR for himself, if nothing else. We're talking
And very serious and financial backing, too. You know, we're in an age where people will, you know, send you bail money without even knowing you just to support your cause, just to say that they have. Someone has set up a fund for him where they've raised $800,000.
All I'm saying is that right there. My point exactly, it's 924.
There you go. Okay.
Out of line. Nobody without telling me. Sunglasses in Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got cash still. Think about the girl in all leopard who was rubbing the wood like Kiki Shepherd. Two tattoos, one red, no apologies. The other said love is cursed by monogamy. That's something that the pastor don't preach. That's something that a teacher can't teach. When we die, the money we can't keep, but we probably spend it all, cause the pain ain't cheap. Preach.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in anything? We make it out alive.
Lego, I'm a motherfucker, G, I don't play with no multi-millionaire self-made, H-U-N-T-L-E gang. For that end guard, we truck, we bang. I'm the new John Gotti and a new Bugatti. I got a few young, how do you wanna get poppin'? Ice, right, ice, put it in a light. Got ice, but it don't look right. If I buy a brick and it don't cook right, I whip that for a rack, sit tight. I got a bag full of tools, that's the move. Hey, all I want that money, lead a fame to you. I graduated out of gladiator school, so all I know it go like I'm trained to do. Right next to my Mozzie pedal to the metal, I'm mashing that. I let a top down on my fan, I'm dry. Blowing, I'm high as an astronaut. When you see me, I'm cashing that. Wanting to say the ball has to lie. You keep carrying on, you get carried out. Cause I don't take air, whoop it, get past the mic.
It did work getting blasted by. No, for real, this didn't work getting blasted by.
Money conversation gets so high, I be scraping. Got my eyes like an Asian in my ride. Like I'm racing in the sky, like a plane is gang or die. Ain't no lanes up in my circle, ain't no. Then my eyes throwing money in the air. Pop them bands and let it fly. Where I'm from, you come up short. Pull that thing and let it fly. You know me, blow so much dank. Think I'm Marley, got so much ink on my body. Brought so much drink to the party. I fell asleep and woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Whip, whip. Candy on that money dip. 500, I'm hood rich. Put in work, did 100 flips. Been about the mansions. Stunner Island, we packin'. Rich gang, we uptown. Hard body and Mac. Two on that back. Money and that power. Mansion on that beach. Blood red Bugatti. Versace on my. Floor meal like it's a dollar. Stunt.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Woke up with the crown. Serving Bobby Brown. Started from the bottom, now it's caught up Nino Brown. Take my spot and never will. Now I know how metal feel. We both shooters from New York, but I showed how the metal feel. Fidel Castro with them Cuban links. With Mark Cuban, where them Cubans lay. Choose my friends, no friends. Hottest noon, hottest in 10 years.
Cowboy
there like
10
M. DJ
Khaled
with
the new Bugatti. Blow hottest in my hobby. Give me that sloppy. All of my tires did. Give her some money, she did. Like it did. I'ma say this.
Can I say it?
If you got good, you should always have your rent paid. Show us a band. I'm not mistaken. Out of my outfit. Fashion statement. This the school of hard knocks. Graduation.
This the remix.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I'm sick of y'all, stop talking crazy. How to spittin' and they can't debate it. I didn't really know Tupac or Big, when other beats were there with reincarnated. Underrated, I'm constipated, I'm f***ing on the toilet paper. You are now tuned into the greatest. Ace to it, congratulations. Say name one that's rocking with them. Flow like a 100-round chopper. Made a way out of the jungle and now they in trouble. I used to be humble. Recently flooded my neck and my wrist. Tell all them critics to
remix.
Brow.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
You are listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vance and Sugar Don, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my hazard with levitation from reefers, trench and defense and E7 showboating with Rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Jigga, let's get for what this worth as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over Brown, levitating Jiki and Ashiki's the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond runners headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, freezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, a pleasure, from the knuckle swat, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Mardi Gras, we screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The low don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteous, two players for swerving no corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on us. No smiling, we're sliding. That gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. Jaja, you're the Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Lago, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vance and Sugar Don, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vance and Sugar Don, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Falling sparrows through the seas, a black Caesar to convince her silky days. Satin nights, taking flight, down to going through some station Spanish, flying with the lady Scarface. Bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we
nine.
Hailing from the magic city, transcending Sweden on your aura, Fontini in London. Relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it. Never been my function, stoning, robbing. We heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it. But bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it. The low will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sipping on my red They get you great, cause he be sipping on my red We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red We start the Harlem River quiver, dig it sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as
junction.
As we exit the place with grace, jizzy armor rather than bursting the clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist, it's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah.
of this.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds the sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds the sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is
it, boy. He be sipping on my red The Geechee Gracious, he be sipping on my red The Joe Chink, he be sipping on my red The Chiquita Yeah, he be sipping on my red We got Asti, Fumanti, we're on my red And then my man, Ill Wilson, on my red And then my man, Kevin, the same sipping that We slide through the tri-state with the hi-hat And then I float side to side in my coolie high And then I do something with the Spanish fly, yeah And then I float down south with the boogie flat And then I slide up in between the sticky board off And all of that, yeah
Into the 20th is NoSleepSouthBeach.com. We got 5 events, 5 parties. It's going down. Make sure you go online, NoSleepSouthBeach, get your party passes, and get your discounted hotel rooms. We're going to party all weekend. I hope you're ready. Hope you can keep up. Let's go. NoSleepSouthBeach.
No doubt. I remember those days of sipping Amaretta.
Hey. Yes.
Out with us. July 18th through the 20th, South Beach, where you may sip on your amaretta and whatever floats your boat. Hey, big up to Curtis Edelton, my dude Sleep, that dude Sleepy Green. Hey, log on, www.nosleepsouthbeach.com. We'll be hanging out, broadcasting live that Friday, the 18th. So come on down south. Come on down to Miami, hang out with us. It is 9:39 on the East Coast, 6:39 on the West Coast. Hot chocolate TM, and we want to go all the way up to New York. Hey, I don't know if you've ever heard about the New York Central Park Five. Back in the 80s, you had 5 men. All of them were African American or Latino. I think there was really 1 Latino. Maybe, you know, 1.5 Latino,
right.
The other 3.5 or 3 were African-American. And at that time, they were teenagers. They were arrested and they served 7, I think anywhere between 7 years and 13 years. The 5, anywhere between. They all went to jail, you know, becoming symbols really for New York City's crime. And they were kind of like the poster child or the poster children during the 80s. Well, listen, what the accusation was, the 5 were pretty much vilified as examples of minority youth gone wrong at that particular time. You know, this is what happens when black boys go astray. And so, you know, in the 90s, they were convicted for attacking what was at that time a 28-year-old woman. Who happened to be, we're not making it a race thing, but she happened to be Caucasian. In 2002, the Manhattan District Attorney pretty much, you know, vacated the convictions because of the evidence. It did not pretty much, you know, it didn't confirm, it didn't shake down. And after years, New York City declined to reach a settlement after these dudes were pretty much, you know, kind of, you know, they were cleared. At that time, Mayor Bloomberg was dealing with the settlement proposal that was dealing roughly, I don't know, I'm sure at that time it had to be, you know, more than $40 million. What this is leading up to, these five men who were accused back in the 80s, now they are well in their, what, their 40s, their 50s,
yeah,
you know, their late 30s. They just landed a $40 million settlement. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, he resisted the settlement. A new mayor came into office in January in New York City. Mayor Bill, I believe it's de Blasio. Mayor Bill de Blasio is his name. He pretty much recently said, let's do it. These guys deserve their fair due. And he signed off on $40 million. Listen, this should be a story to say, you know, you might not get it when you want it, but you get it when you need it. It might
Absolutely.
Not come when you want it, but it will come on time. Listen, I mean, who would think, you know, 25 years later, something that you were accused of, something that was done wrong to you 25 years ago, you know, you would reap the rewards or the benefits today. You know, congratulations, you know, to those guys, and congratulations to New York City. That's a black eye that you just recovered from in the
Absolutely.
Eyes of African Americans and Hispanics, Latinos, all throughout all of the boroughs, and not just New York City, but you just did something really for the country. You just kind of set a standard on atonement for the country. Thank you, New York City. Thank you,
yeah.
Mayor de Blasio.
De Blasio. It's a shame that it took so long, but at least it did come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that should be an encouraging story for you, because it's an encouraging story for me. And what it says to me is, again, it reinforces my message of no quitting allowed, never give up.
Definitely.
No quitting Definitely. Allowed, never give up.
Stand
hey,
your ground.
If you've got some info you'd like to share with us, because we're sharing tonight, hey, hit us up. You know, what we do is recap the weekend news and entertainment on Fridays, but we'd love to hear from you. What it do? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hot Chocolate, what you got?
Kevin Hart is going back and forth with CNN's Don Lemon over the Redskins, Washington Redskins name controversy. He had a spirited back and forth yesterday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show over the Redskins name controversy. Now, if you all don't know, the Washington Redskins recently lost, was it their trademark licensing for the Redskins
right.
name because of the controversy
right.
with the name. Yahoo News or Celebrity News reports that Hart said he's never called no one no Redskin. He's never been mad like, get out of this restaurant, you Redskin. Hart, who's starring in the new release Think Like a Man 2, said, we've been called the N-word, Joyner said, who has been called a Redskin other than the team. Is it fair to compare being called the N-word to being called a Redskin? And I think that's what the debate was. Lemon said he's not comparing the N-word. The two traded semantics over the terms of their debate. Then stuff got a little heavier. Hart said it's not the same bar. We don't know how, quote-unquote, Native Americans feel personally because we're not them, but this has existed for 20 years. You mean Redskins, Lemon said? Yeah, they've been using it since the 1930s. Now, to say that it's a problem, it's a team name, Hart said. Nobody uses the word in a way to where it's insulting. It's celebrated. You have fans who celebrate the Washington Redskins. They rejoice, whether it's win or lose. We love the Redskins. Well, what if they were called the Washington Blackfaces, Washington N-words, Lemon asked. You can't say it's the same, Hart said. It's not the same, Don. So, you know, that it is, that does bring out a provocative point, you know, in Are they the same? Is it the same sort of disrespect to the race by, you know, using the name Redskins versus Native Americans? And I heard the debate. It did get a little heated.
Yeah. I think when people have open platforms to be able to express their opinion, you're going to get their opinion. Often we just accept, you know, what is status quo. We just accept what's popular, and then we kind of do our own thing on the side. You know, thank God for platforms like this. Hey, and if you're looking for, like, a ridiculous funny, when I tapped it yesterday on YouTube, it was, like, 1 million views. When I went back today, and it had just been posted day before yesterday, it was, like, 8 million views. So join the views. Listen, Jimmy Fallon and Kevin Hart on a roller coaster. Listen,
in Orlando, Florida. Yeah.
In Orlando, Florida. Listen, check it out. We'll be right back.
I'm friends with the monster that's trying to
find
me.
Like a
girl. Get on with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy. Yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee Abuse Inc. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan wandering, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleep talking, I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you, a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed, and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled, and I'm taking back to the day that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
crazy, well that's not fair.
10:51 p.m. here on T.M. Hyman Radio, your girl Hot Chocolate, the General T.M. Hyman, Friday Night Cypher, where we recap the week in news and entertainment. And if you missed any part of the show, you can go back and check out the podcast about, say, 15, 20 minutes after we wrap up at 10 p.m. Join us again on Monday for Money Monday. We will be back with, hopefully, our Money Monday expert, Toya. We've been missing her, and she's mad at me because she's not going to be able to go to No Sleep South Beach. She's a little tight, but, you know, I'll make it up to her somewhere down the line. She'll meet us at another remote live location that we're doing in another live broadcast somewhere. And she,
hey, we got love.
It won't be Miami, but it'll be equally as fabulous.
Shock us and bring your remedial math down to Miami. We'll help to tutor you, expedite the situation, and you can still party with us.
I didn't say it, Toya.
Word, yo. We got love for remedial math all over the country.
Yes,
and if
we
you
do.
Need a tutor,
trust
hit
me,
us up.
That's where I started.
889-3926. If you need a tutor, we got you covered. Yo.
Got you covered.
Hey, 8952. 952. And big up to my advisor, one of my advisors. I got mad respect for him. He's like 5 hours ahead, you know, of the East Coast, 8 hours ahead of California. So it's like 2 o'clock tomorrow already. Big up to Alan Hill, one of my respected advisors. He's out in Spain. He lives out there doing real well, southern Spain. And so, man, listen. Everybody needs a mentor. Everyone needs an advisor, someone who knows, like, way, way, way more than you and everybody
Absolutely.
That you hang with.
Yeah.
You know, establish those relationships. Because, yo, I got some big things popping, and I need people who think big. And so he's all the way out in Spain, so go figure. We talk about places like Dubai, and, you know, we shout people out all over the world. I mean, people listen to us, again, in Spain. People listen to us in Germany. People listen to us. I bugged out when I found out they were listening to us in Baghdad. I mean, that's just the power of Internet radio. And understand, my friends, we are 90,000-plus listeners right now all over the world. And, and we don't even take ourselves seriously. We really don't. We post
That's
this
awesome.
Broadcast once a day, 3 times a week. And when I say we don't take it seriously, it's because we do this because we enjoy this. But this thing has grown into something that's about to become major, major. So thank you in advance. And that's why we thank you so much, because this started off as an idea that has 5 years later become – you know, something that has, you know, 600-plus podcasts, 700-plus podcasts that you can go back and hear our growth. We're back on Monday, 9 p.m. Hey, big up to the coupon lady, who I often – I didn't even know this was actually her because I don't really pay attention a lot to the board. But I'm like,
Our coupon lady is a very faithful and loyal listener. Shout out to my girl, Sheba.
Yo, and I know, you know, one of our co-hosts, you know, he has Tourette's. So I know there was like a blurt out at the end of the last show. Hey, but we appreciate the love. Forgive him. Forgive him.
Tourette's. Wow.
Hey, but it takes all kinds.
Absolutely.
Hey, teamwork makes dream work. It takes a village to raise a child.
Yes, and we are the most diverse village that I know.
Hey, love it.
Yes.
Love it. Hey, we're going to pause real quick with Estelle. We'll come right back, wrap this thing up to your mom.
Crazy.
Estelle. Yeah.
Crazy.
Sugar. Can I say some extra? Oh, yeah, blood wise. But I mean, it's been that way for a minute, so. Who's on the beat? Who's that again?
David Banner.
Let's go.
Everybody know me up in here.
Up in here.
I run around and round the world. Yeah, it's serious. They talking, not hearing it in my ears. I'm getting dollars, getting pounds, but it's serious.
Anywhere.
And you can't even see me, you ain't never there. Cause I be international, got
The sound scan, I left with 3 million rand. So I don't wanna pound it, unless we talking pounds. Yeah, I take Euro, plural, and tell your girl.
Yeah, just like Jay said, I'm everywhere. You're asking where I've been, and you ain't even there. Hashtag you care, I said I know you care. A passport stamp here and there, yes you care. Double booking shows and now I turn them down, I turn them down. Gotta get this album out, so Kevin says to slow it down. But I ain't slowing down.
I'm Hammond Radio Live. Hey, that's Del Chris Brown. And before we left, I told y'all we had the coupon lady on. Now, she listens faithfully. And this lady knows how to take two cents and make it $20 with coupons. I want her to share where she's going this weekend and what coupons she's putting to work so you can save a few dollars. Hey, help us out, coupon lady. Welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me. I didn't really have anything too much planned. I mean, semi-annual is still going on with Victoria's Secret, and I have rewards from the last time I shopped here.
Hey, we like Victoria's Secret.
We do.
No, basically right now, everything I've been watching is online sales, so make sure you're looking at your email because they've been sending an extra 30% off clearance, an extra 40% off clearance, that type of deal.
Nice. You'll need those items for No Sleep South Beach, ladies.
Hey, ladies, go out and do that. Yo, you will make your household a little happier if you go out and spend those Victoria's Secret coupons. Hey, no food coupon? No doubt.
I actually haven't even looked at the sale for Publix. It started yesterday, but I haven't looked at it yet.
I know that the banana pudding ice cream is on sale 2 for $7, but that's just me going through my weight loss thing. Sorry.
Hey, good night, everybody. Bomb. If you're with us online, we're about to lose you. Thanks for rocking. Hey, so where can people get coupons for Publix if you are in the Florida region? So how far does Publix stretch up? I know there's no Publix in Virginia.
We got 5 states. No, not yet, but Publix is in Charlotte, North Carolina. Those are the newer stores. The more established stores are Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, and Alabama.
Word. So
but
if you
Publix
are in those
now
areas
in North Carolina.
What do you have to do to get the coupons for Publix? Check the deals for the weekend. We ready to stack our refrigerators.
You definitely want to sign up online for the weekly ad notification, and also there are digital coupons that you use your phone number instead of having to actually clip a coupon. You're just putting your phone number
at
the register.
Right.
Work. All right, well, there it is. Hey, we out of here. Hey, thanks for rocking. Take us home. Peace.
All right.
Back Monday.
We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio. He is the general. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam Boston, Dee Dee Willingham, Toya Nokia, and our special guest, our coupon lady, Sheba.
Miss
Thank
coupon
you again for joining
lady.
Us. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Talk radio show. Real talk radio show. TM Hyman live.